弟兄姐妹，新年蒙恩。
Brothers and sisters, may you have a blessed new year.
我们在开始一年的时候，让我们来在主面前重新思考我们跟主的关系。
As we begin this new year, let us come before the Lord and ponder upon our relationship with Him.
所以今天早上我要跟你一起思想一段经文，在马可福音第八章。
So this morning, I want to share with you a passage from Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章，我们要从34节看到38节。
And we shall read Mark chapter 8 from verses 34 to 38.
马可福音第八章34到38节。
The Gospel of Mark chapter 8 verses 34 to 38.
请听我念。于是叫众人来，众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必上吊生命；凡为我的福音，为我和福音上吊生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人只在他父的荣耀里同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作是可耻的。
Mark chapter 8 verse 34. And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it.But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world but forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
今天是新的一年，新的开始。在第一个主日，我想借着这个时间跟大家一起思想我们跟神的耶稣基督的关系。
And this is the new year. In this first Lord's Day of the year, I want to ponder together with all of us what is our relationship with Christ about.
如果你是基督徒，过去一年你跟主的关系如何？
If you are a Christian,How was your relationship with the Lord in the past year?
那么我们也可以在今年的年头立志在跟主的关系更进一步。
And in the beginning of the year, we should resolve to be closer to our Lord.
我们要讲今天的主题是耶稣是主。
And the title of today's sermon is the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
那么当然我们在上一个主日的时候，我们已经跟大家思想了，在提摩太后书第二章二十一节那里讲到说，我们每一个人要自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
And in the last Sunday, we actually preach on 2 Timothy 2, and in verse 21, if you recall,Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work.
所以我们在思想，为什么我们要做主的器皿？为什么我们要被神、被耶稣基督来使用？
And we talked about why we ought to be a vessel that is useful to the master.
所以我们在这边讲到的一个观念就是主耶稣是我们的主人。
And we talk about the concept that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master.
所以我们是他创造的，他创造我们有目的，除非我们完成他要我们创造，他创造我们的目的，我们是不可能得到快乐的。
And Jesus created us, we are his creation. Unless we fulfill the purpose of His creation, then we will not have happiness.
当我们完成神的旨意的时候，我们心里面得到最大的满足。
But when we fulfill God's will, then we shall receive greatest satisfaction in our hearts.
而神却得到最大的荣耀。
And God will receive the greatest glory.
所以今天早上我们要跟大家一起来思想什么叫做 主人的意思是什么？
And today we want to talk about the Lordship. What does it mean that Jesus is Lord and Master?
特别是今天有很多人传讲成功神学、健康财富的福音。
Especially in this day and age when many people preach the health and wealth gospel.
他们把主耶稣的道混淆了。
And they have confused the Lord Jesus' message.
神耶稣是要完成我的一心意，使我发财，还是我是他的仆人，我要听从他的话？是他听从我，还是我听从他？
Is Jesus supposed to fulfill my heart's desire and make me rich, or am I supposed to listen to him? So, which way is it?
很多时候我们来到神面前，我要他使我发财，我要他使我开心，我要使他医治我。都是为我，所以他只不过是一个神灯里面的一个神话。
And very often people come before Jesus, they want Jesus to make them rich, they want Jesus to make them happy, they want Jesus to make them healthy, and they have turned Jesus into a genie.
如果是这样的话，我是主人，那个耶稣只不过是我的仆人，他应该听从我，他使我开心。
If that's the case, then I am the master, and Jesus is just a genie in a lamp, and he is supposed to obey my wishes and make me happy.
但是我们要知道，圣经里面很清楚讲，耶稣基督是神，他是我们的创造主，我们是仆人，我们是来听他的话，不是来要他听我们的话。
But we must be clear that the Bible teaches that Jesus is our creator.And he is the Lord and Master. We are the servant and the slave. We are supposed to obey him and not the other way around.
所以我们什么叫做主人？我们怎么样应该回应这个主人的呼召？
So what is the Lordship of Jesus and how do we obey the Master's calling?
另外一个原因我今天早上要讲这个题目的是因为我们在今年里面呢，我们要强调做这个门徒训练或者是做导师的重要。
And the other reason why I focus on this topic today is because in this coming year, we want to focus on the mentorship or discipleship.
因为主耶稣吩咐我们，是主耶稣他吩咐我们，他命令我们说要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你的，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because we know that the Lord Jesus commanded his disciples in Matthew 28, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
所以神主耶稣命令我们要使万民做他的门徒，所以我们必须要遵守他的命令，去使万民做他的门徒。
The Lord Jesus commanded us to make disciples of all nations, and we have to obey His command and go to make disciples of all nations.
这样我们要使万民做耶稣的门徒，这样做门徒是什么一回事？
So when we say make disciples of all nations, what does it mean to be disciples?
啊，所以做门徒的意思是说，我们是耶稣的学生，我们是耶稣的跟随者。
To be disciples means that we are followers of Christ and we are his students.
所以我们是他的仆人。
And we are his servants.
那么他是我们的主人。
He is our master.
所以我们要明白什么叫主人，我们做仆人的应该怎么样来过这个仆人的生活。
So we need to understand what is the concept of a master and how should we live lives as servants.
所以今天早上我们所读的经文，主耶稣对他们说，你们若要跟从我，我们就是他的门徒。如果我们要跟从主，若有人要跟从我，他就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
And in today's passage, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone would come after me, or in other words, become Jesus' disciples, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以相信耶稣基督的人是成为主耶稣的跟随者，或者主耶稣的仆人，或者他的门徒。
So those who believe Jesus are those who become followers of Jesus or disciples of Jesus or to become his students.
所以任何人要成为基督徒呢，他就必须要口里承认耶稣是主人，心里相信他从死里复活就必得救。因为心里相信口里承认的呢，就必得救。
Because those who believe Jesus, Romans 10 tells us, that you must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved.
所以任何人要成为耶稣基督的门徒，或者要跟随耶稣，都要明白他是来到神面前，承认耶稣是他的主人。
So anyone who wants to become a follower or disciple of Jesus Christ must understand that he must come before God and acknowledge that Jesus is his master.
所以我们有一段圣经大家非常熟悉的，就是马太福音11:28那边讲到说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使他得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你的心里就可以得享安息。
And we are all familiar with this passage from Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
我们大家都很熟悉这段经文。
We are all familiar with this passage.
可是很多人读这段经文，甚至会背，但是不明白它的意思。
But many people, when they read this verse and even memorizing it without understanding its meaning.
这里主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，意思说每一个，如果你感觉到生活是一个重担，你有心里有很大的困难，没有人能明白，没有人能够分担，你可以到主这里来。主说，我心里柔和谦卑，你当负我的轭，学我的样式，你就可以享安息。
Jesus calls those who labor and are heavy laden. So if you are facing difficulties in life and you are struggling in life and there's no one who understands, Jesus asks you or calls you to go to him and he will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart and you will find rest for your souls.
每一次我读这段经文都觉得这段经文很奇怪。
Every time when I read this verse, I find it strange.
因为如果我们是劳苦担重担的人，我们已经肩头上面已经够重了，非常严重了，我们已经压到喘不过气来的时候，主耶稣来到主耶稣面前，他说，我把我的轭加在你身上。
Because if we are already full of burden on our shoulders, to the extent that we cannot even breathe, but when I come to Jesus, he says that he's going to put his yoke on me.
很多人说，不是他的，他主耶稣的这个轭是柔和谦卑，是很轻的啊！我告诉你，不管多轻，我已经够重了。你放一根针在我的肩膀上，已经够重了，还要加上去，是什么意思？
And some people say, oh no, Jesus' yoke is light because he says that it is gentle, he is gentle and lowly in heart. But let me tell you, if I'm already carrying a very heavy burden on my shoulders, even the lightest pin is going to add to his weight.
所以这边主耶稣的意思是什么呢？我们如果我们的生命已经够重了，我们心里已经压在心头上面，已经有很大的重担，有很大的压力，有很大的问题，我都不能解决，心里不能够解决，甚至有忧郁症，有压抑症，当我有这么大的问题，他主耶稣说，你来，你如果来到我这里，我可以使你得安息。
And in fact, what Jesus is saying that if we are struggling in life and having so much burdens and pressures that we are to the extent of being depressed, Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest.
就我们说，主啊，你怎么样使我们得安息呢？他说，你要担负我的轭，你就得安息。
And how do we obtain rest? Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and you will find rest.
像什么叫轭呢？
What's a yoke?
啊，如果你不是农夫，你不明白这个意思。
Unless you are a farmer, you wouldn't understand what's a yoke.
那个轭的意思就是，好像你们在农夫的时候，你去耕田的时候呢，只有我家的牛呢，我才放我的轭在他肩膀上，让他走我要他走的道路。
And to a farmer, he will only place his yoke upon his own cattle.And he will only use his yoke on his own cattle to control the cattle in the whatever path that they're going to take.
轭的意思就是一根木头放在牛的肩膀上，或者是马的肩膀上，或者动物的肩膀上。意思说只有我的动物才能够属于我的呢，我才把我的轭放在他身肩上。
And a yoke is a wooden piece of structure which is used to place on the shoulders of cattle or horses or animals. And that is done only on your own animals.
意思是说，当你劳苦担重担的人，你有很大的压力，你不能单单你来我这里。如果你承认我是你的主人，我就把恶放在你肩上，所以我是你的主人，你就可以得享安息。所以那个问题是，以前为什么你压力这么大呢？因为你没有主人，所以你自己承担那个压力，所以你必须要承认我是你的主人，这样你才能够得享安息。
So how does one obtain rest when he is laboring and heavy laden? That is because in the past, if you are laboring and heavy laden, you do not have a master. You are your own master, bearing your own burdens. But when you come to Jesus, taking his yoke means to acknowledge him as your master, and then you will find rest.
有时候我们的人生里面没有主人，没有老大，没有一个我们叫做开眼在前面替我们开路，我们觉得很难，觉得很多问题。但是如果主我的这个老大，我的这个开眼是创造宇宙万物的真神，我的担子就清醒多了。
And very often we struggle in life with all the burdens because we are doing it on our own. We do not have a big shot behind us or what we call a godfather behind us.But if we actually have this big shot or Godfather behind us who is opening the way for us, then we will find that it is much lighter.
所以这边就道出我们人生的问题。
And this spells out for us the problem in our life.
今天我们每一个人都要做自己的主人。
Each and every one of us today want to be our own master.
我们要走自己的道路。
We want to walk our own path.
我们要做自己的事情。
And we want to do our own things.
年轻的时候你都是这样。
And especially if you are young, you will do that.
但是你年纪越大，你经验越多的时候，你发现有很多事情都不是如你心意所愿意的。
But as you grow older and as you experience more and more things, you will realize that many things do not happen according to your desire.
你连明天发生什么事情你都不知道。
You do not even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你都不知道将来要发生什么事情，你现在也不知道怎么样准备。
And you do not know what's going to happen in the future, nor how you ought to prepare for it.
所以你把很多事情都压在肩头，你快要担当，你担当不了这个责任。
So you are carrying a lot of burdens which is too heavy for you to bear.
你以为你是自己的主人。
You think you are your own master.
所以你承担自己的责任。
Therefore you bear all these responsibilities.
但是这个责任太大，你承担不了。
But these are too heavy for you to carry.
主耶稣说，你担当劳苦担当重担的人到我这里来，如果你承认我是你的主人，我替你带领你，我照顾你，我喂养你，我赐福给你，你知道前面的道路由我来负责，你就清醒多了。
And Jesus says, if you are heavy laden and laboring, then come to him, take his yoke, which means acknowledge him as your master, and then he will lead you, he will feed you, he will take care of you, and he will lead you to the path that you ought to take, and if that is true, you will find that it is easier.
今天有很多年轻人在外面做工打工。
Many young people work for somebody outside.
啊，打工的人都觉得打工很辛苦。
And they find that being an employee is actually very burdensome.
他盼望说，我们能够当老板，我就可以清醒多了。
And they think that if I become a boss, I will be much better.
啊，讲这句话的人是因为他没有当过老板。
Those who say that is because they have never been boss before.
啊，你当过老板的时候呢，你是二十四小时在做工的，一个礼拜七天的，因为你是老板，你不可能把工作丢掉。你那个老板的工作呢，比做工人呢更加重，更加大，那个担子更加大。
But when you become boss, you will know that the boss works 24/7 because he is the boss and he cannot let go of all the businesses.So, being a boss means that you will actually have even greater burdens.
啊，所以你做工的人，你时间你做你的工作做完之后，你有薪水照拿，不管公司不赚钱，你有薪水拿。
And if you are an employee, you just work and you will be paid your salary. Whether the company is making a profit or not, you will receive your salary.
但是如果是你的老板的话呢，你如果没有钱进来，你就没有钱出去。
But if you are the boss, if you do not have income, you will also not have capital to spend.
所以你会发现你做老板的时候更辛苦，因为你就是自己的主人，你就是这间公司的主人，你必须要想尽办法来赚到钱， 不然的话你没有办法给这个你的员工的薪水。
When you become a boss yourself, you realize that you will need to be working whether there is money or not because you own the company, you are the company, and you must work to pay your employees whether you are getting anything or not.
我们的人生的道路就是这样。
And so is our lives.
你走这条道路，你连明天会发生什么事情你都不知道，你连将来要发生什么事情你都不知道。你在走的时候呢，人生有许多不如意的事情，有许多想不到的东西都不断的发生，结果你的担子越重，越来越重，结果呢，你喘不过气来。
And in your life, there are so many things that you cannot even tell what is going to happen next. And if you are your own master in life, not knowing what's going to happen in the future, and you continue walking this path, not knowing anything, your burden will become heavier and heavier.
但是主耶稣说，烦劳苦担重担的人到我这里来，如果你承认我是你的主人，我带领你走这条道路，你的担子就轻省多了，你就可以安息了。
And Jesus says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, because if you go to Jesus,and take his yoke, you are actually acknowledging him as your master, and when he leads you, your burden will become lighter.
所以这节圣经的意思就是说，我们要承认耶稣是我们生命的主人。
And therefore the verse means that we must acknowledge Jesus as the master of our life.
所以耶稣是我生命的主人是什么意思呢？我们怎么样来过一个承认耶稣是我们生命的主人的这个观念呢？
So how do we live our lives acknowledging the lordship of Jesus Christ?
所以今天早上我们读的经文在马可福音第八章三十四节，他就说，主耶稣叫了众人和门徒来，对他们说，你们若要跟从我，你们要做我的门徒，你要跟从我，你要承认我是你的主人，你就当舍己，背起你的十字架来跟从我。
And in the passage we read this morning,calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以我们很熟悉这段经文，叫什么叫做舍己呢？
We are familiar with this passage, but what does it mean to deny yourself?
什么叫做舍己？
What's the meaning of denying yourself?
这个字呢，其实在四福音里面也出现过几次，特别是当主耶稣告诉彼得的时候，主耶稣告诉彼得事情还没有发生的时候，他就告诉他说，耶稣说，我实在告诉你，今天这个今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
And this word is used multiple times in the Gospels and in Matthew 26 for example, when Jesus said to Peter, truly I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
所以这个是主耶稣要上十字架之前呢，主耶稣告诉他们的时候呢，主耶稣指着彼得说，你这个彼得啊，你有三次不认我。
And this was before Jesus' crucifixion. He told Peter, you will deny me three times.
所以这个意思是说，你要舍己，这个字就是不认自己的意思。
So to deny yourselves means not to acknowledge yourself.
或许你打开圣经马太福音第二十六章看一看。
Maybe you should turn to Matthew 26.
如果你打开马太福音第二十六章我稍微跟你讲，因为这个时候呢，就是彼得主耶稣要上十字架之前呢，那么主耶稣被跟他讲说他会三次不认他，之后主耶稣就被兵丁带上去去上十字架了。那么彼得在院子里面有一个使女来见这个，看到彼得在第马太福音二十六章第七十节，彼得在众人面前有一个使女来在六十九节说哎，你素来是跟耶稣一伙的，他说你跟耶稣一起走的，你跟耶稣是一同一主人。彼得在七十节说，彼得说我不承认，说我不知道你在说什么。
And we know that Jesus after telling them about all these things, he was arrested andThen Peter followed in Matthew 26 verse 69. He followed Jesus after Jesus was arrested. And Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, You also were with Jesus the Galilean, verse 70, but he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you mean. He was not acknowledging it. He's saying, no, I don't know about all these things.
主耶稣又出了另外这个彼得出去的时候到了门口, 另外一个时, 你看见他说, 啊, 你, 我认识你, 你是同那个拿撒勒耶稣在一起的, 彼得又不承认说, 我发誓, 我不认得这个人。
And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and he said, and she said to the bystander, this man was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, Peter denied it with an oath, I do not know the man.
第73节说, 再过了一些时候, 旁边人说, 哎, 我听出你的口音, 你, 你就是他们的同一党的人, 彼得这次发咒起誓说, 我不认得这个人, 立时鸡就叫了。
And verse 73, after a little while, the bystanders came up and said to him, certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you. Then he began to invoke a curse upon himself and to swear, I do not know the man. And immediately the cock crowed.
所以彼得这个时候就想起主耶稣所说的话说鸡叫之前呢你要三次不认我。
And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
所以舍己是什么意思? 如果你要承认主耶稣是你的生命的主人呢? 他要带领你走一生, 你必须要什么? 不承认自己。
So what does it mean to deny yourself and have Jesus as your master? It means that you are going to say, I do not know myself.
意思是说当你认识一个人, 那个人说, 诶, 我曾经见过你, 说, 我不认识你, 不认识你, 就是不承认你, 不给你要的东西。
And not acknowledging means not to give to this person what he wants.
所以你有时候呢, 我们必须要 deny ourselves, 就是不承认自己, 不给自己要的东西。
So to deny ourselves means that we do not acknowledge our own desires or not to acknowledge ourselves and not to give ourselves what we want.
所以我们有时候想要做的事情, 我们个人想要 达到的目标, 我不要给他, 我要承认耶稣是我的主人, 我不要走我自己的道路, 我要承认耶稣是我的主人, 做他要做我做的事情。
So in our lives, we might have our own goals, but to deny ourselves means that we will say no to our goals, not do what we want, and to acknowledge Jesus as master means we follow his guidance and do what he wants.
所以你要耶稣做你的主人呢, 你第一件事情你必须要
So the Lordship of Jesus Christ means that you must deny yourself.
第二呢, 你必须要背起十字架来。
Secondly, you are to take up your cross.
什么意思叫背起十字架呢?
What does it mean to take up your cross?
今天我们看到很多人喜欢带十字架在他的胸前。
Today we see a lot of people, they like to wear a little cross in front of them.
因为今天的十字架呢, 代表救恩, 代表和平。
Because today the cross represents salvation and peace.
今天十字架代表爱。
Today the cross means love.
但是你要知道, 当主耶稣说你要跟从我, 你必须要舍己背起他的十字架的时候, 主耶稣还没有上十字架。
But you must recognize that when Jesus says you are to deny yourself and take up your cross, he has not been crucified yet.
所以他十字架上, 我们知道, 当时候, 当主耶稣讲这句话的时候呢, 十字架是一个死刑的刑具。
And we know that to the listeners of Jesus, the cross was a tool of execution.
就好像你看到今天, 你看到有一个犯罪的人, 他必须要去吊死的时候, 你看到那个绳子, 那个圈呢, 这个就是代表罪恶, 就代表审判, 就代表死的意思。
And if, for example, today you know that people sentenced to death will be hung, and so if you see the news, you know that that is a tool of execution.
所以当主耶稣说, 你当舍己背起十字架是准备要死的意思。
So to deny yourselves and take up the cross means be prepared to die.
让我们回到马可福音再看一看。
Let's come back to Mark.
刚才我们读的这段经文呢, 马可福音第三章, 第8章34节说, 主耶稣对他们说, 人若要跟从我, 他就当舍己, 背起十字架来跟从我。
And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
但是这段经文的背景是什么呢?
What is the background of this passage.
如果你看到这段经文的背景呢，是在第三十一节，主耶稣告诉他们说，人子必须要受许多的苦，被长老、祭司和文士弃绝，并且被杀，三日到才复活。
The background goes back to verse 31 when Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again.
所以在主耶稣还没有讲这句话之前，他告诉他说，主耶稣说，我要走这条路，这条路是受苦的路，这条路我会死，而且会被杀，然后但是呢，还有我不，这个不是最终，我最三天还会复活。
And Jesus has already told the disciples that this path I must take, and this path involves suffering and death. But that death is not the end, because after 3 days I will rise again.
但是这个时候呢，彼得就立刻抓住他说：“主耶稣啊，不可以！我劝你不要，你不可以做这件事情。”
And after he said this, Peter took him aside and began to tell him, "No, no, you cannot do this. I will stop it."
他说：“你不可以受苦，你不可以死。”
You cannot suffer. You cannot die.
但是主耶稣转过身来对他说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
But Jesus rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan! For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on things of men."
然后他就说三十四节，于是叫众人和门徒来对他们说：“人若要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
And then, verse 34, he calls the disciples to him and says to them, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
啊，什么意思呢？意思是说，当你如果要跟随主的话呢，你必须要不承认自己，你必须要遵守耶稣，遵守神的意思，要背起十字架，要愿意牺牲你的生命来跟随我。
In other words, if you want to follow Jesus, you must not acknowledge yourself nor the things that you want, and then you must set your mind on the things of God and to follow Him even to the point of willingness to die.
因为他在这里说要背起十字架来跟从我，在三十五节他继续讲下去，他说：“凡救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我和福音丧掉生命的。”必救自己生命，意思说你背起十字架为我和福音上吊生命的，你必然得着生命。
And continue verse 35, "For whoever will save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. So to take up your cross and be willing to die for Jesus for the gospel's sake, you will actually save your life."
所以你要怎么样才能够背起十字架呢？就是你愿意为主牺牲，你愿意摆上自己的生命。
So how do you take up your cross? It means a willingness to sacrifice for Jesus, a willingness to even lay down your life for Him.
意思说，我们如果要承认是他是主人，我要 say no to myself. 意思说，我要对自己说不，但是要对主耶稣说 yes.
And to deny.Myself means saying no to me and saying yes to Jesus.
意思说我愿意牺牲自己，愿意摆上自己的生命，愿意把生命交出来。
I'm willing to sacrifice myself to even lay down my life for Jesus.
所以要成为基督徒的意思呢，就是你必须要将生命交出来，将生命摆上，说我不再为自己活，乃是为耶稣基督而活。
So to become a Christian, it means.That you are willing to give up your life and say to Jesus that I will no longer live for myself, but I will live for you.
我不再为自己的目标，为自己的生命，而是为神，为主，他给我的生命而活。
I will no longer work for my own life nor for my own goals, but I will work for Jesus.And I will do take up the life that he wants me to live.
我不再是我生命的主人，我不再为自己而活。
I am no longer the master of my life. No longer will I live for myself.
我让主耶稣管理我的生命，让耶稣掌管我的生命。
I will let Jesus take charge of my life.
他是我生命的主人。
He is the master of my life.
我这样我才是承认他是我的生命的主。
And in so doing, that's acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Master.
主耶稣在马太福音第十章也是讲过这句话，大家很熟悉的，他说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，不背起十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒。
And Jesus said this in Matthew 10, a passage again very familiar to many of us. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
这里呢，不是说主不要我们爱父母，也不是说我们不要爱妻子、丈夫，不是说我们不要爱儿女，是说你必须要爱主耶稣超于一切。
Jesus is not saying that you should not love your parents. Jesus is not saying that you should not love your spouses or your children. What Jesus is saying is you must love Jesus more than all of this.
不但要爱主超于一切，连你的生命都要超过。
And not only surpassing all this, but you must love Jesus to the extent that it surpasses your own life.
在同样的这个经文，在路加福音第十四章里面也讲到说，他加上一句，他说如果你爱，其实我们的华文圣经翻译成爱，其实真正原文英文圣经也翻译成，假设你不能够恨你自己的生命，你就不能够做，不配做我的门徒。
And another parallel passage in the Gospel of Luke, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
所以这里讲的是说，神是创造我们的，我们必须要爱他。圣经里面很清楚，我们要爱神，要尽心尽意爱主你的神。
And this is clear because Jesus is our creator, and therefore we must love him beyond everything else, just as the Bible says,You are to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength.
但是主也是告诉我们，我们不但是要把自己的生命摆出来，让他来管理。最后呢，主耶稣说，如果你实在是为我的缘故呢，撇下房屋、弟兄、姐妹、父母、儿女、田地的，没有在今世不得百倍的，在来世不得永生的。
And Jesus promised that, truly I say to you.There is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life.
所以意思是说，当我们为主牺牲这一切的时候，主应许我们得永生，不但得永生，他还加倍给我们。
And Jesus has promised.To us that if we do this for him, he will give us eternal life and not just eternal life, but 100-fold now in this time.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们做基督徒的意思是什么呢？我们必须要让耶稣做我们的主人。
So brothers and sisters, to be Christians means that we must let Jesus become our master.
我们必须背起十字架来，让来跟随耶稣。
We must pick up.Our cross and follow Jesus.
背起十字架就是愿意摆上自己的性命。
And to take up the cross means a willingness to lay down your life.
意思是说，我们今生的生命呢，我们必须要交出来，我们要牺牲今生的生命呢，我们才能够得到永生的生命。
We are to hand over and sacrifice this life on this earth.So that we might receive eternal life.
这个是主的给我们的应许。
This is a promise that the Lord gave.
基督徒必须要过一个舍己的生活。
A Christian must live his life that is often denying himself.
必须要牺牲自己，摆上，不要为自己，不要自私自利，是要爱主，要爱弟兄姐妹，爱周围的人，要摆上生命。因为当你这样活，你才能够尝到人生的意义。
And he must lay down his life and live his life for God, for the brothers and sisters in his life. And by so doing, will you taste the true meaning of life?
主耶稣讲说，施比受更为有福。
Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
当你没有施予的时候，你没有给出去，你没有将生命付出去的时候呢，你不懂得什么叫做喜乐，你不懂得什么叫做真正的快乐。
Unless you actually give away things and give away your life for others, you do not taste what is real happiness.
当你把自己的生命交出来的时候，你把自己生命牺牲的时候，你真正尝到主的爱是如何。
But when you hand over your life, and when you start to make sacrifices in your life, then you will taste what Jesus truly means to be blessed and happy.
如果基督徒只在这个世界上只懂得不断的赚钱，不断的要更多的事物、更多的财产、更多的这个享受呢？ 保罗说, 如果我们基督徒只在今生有盼望，我们比众人更可怜。
If a Christian lives his life on this earth and constantly trying to get more things, earn more money, and wanting to accumulate more possessions, then, just like what Paul says, this is a Christian who has hope only in this life, and he is of all men most to be pitied.
所以一个真正的基督徒呢，必须要把生命付出来。
So a real Christian will actually give his life up.
所以我问你，你有没有把生命交出来？
Have you handed over your life?
还是现在你仍旧是你生命的主人？
Or are you still the master of your life?
怪不得你这么不开心。
That's why you are so unhappy.
怪不得你是担重担的人。
That's why you are heavy laden.
但是如果你跟随耶稣，你就会得安息。
But if you follow Jesus, you will get rest.
所以主耶稣说，当你必须舍己背起十字架。 来，最后要跟从我。
And Jesus said you must deny yourself and take up your cross and finally to follow him.
跟从我就是你是一个跟随者。
You are a follower.
你是承认耶稣是你的主人，你是跟着他走。
You acknowledge Jesus as your master and you
follow him. 他是主人。
He is the master.
他是带领我们的人。
He is the one who leads us.
我们是在后面跟着他的。
And we follow from behind.
我们是他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
但是问题是你是一个自愿的跟随者呢，还是你很不情愿的跟随？
But the question is, are you a willing follower or unwilling?
很多人今天人说我要跟随耶稣，其实还是没有跟随耶稣，是跟着自己的脚步，按着自己的喜好，按着自己的方式过生活。所以他讲是承认耶稣基督，其实没有承认耶稣基督。
Many people today, they say that they follow or they believe Jesus, but yet they follow their own path and they want to do their own things and they follow their own desires. In truth, they are not actually followers of Jesus.
马太福音第七章二十一节那里提到说，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能进天国，唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能够进去。
Jesus said in Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
所以你不要说我叫他主没有用。你叫他主，为什么你不按他的意思行呢？
And don't say that, but I call him my Lord, because calling him Lord itself is useless unless you follow his words.
如果他真的是你的主人，为什么你不听从他呢？
If he is really your master, why do you disobey him?
所以如果他真是你的主人，你必须要听从他，你要顺服他，你要跟随他。
If he is truly your master, you must obey him and you must follow him.
所以我们讲什么叫做跟，什么叫做他是我们的主人呢？意思我们必须要顺服，我们要跟从。
So what does it mean that Jesus is our Lord and Master? It means that we must obey him and we must follow him.
所以我们必须要听从他，就是我们圣经里面就是神的话。主耶稣说，我讲的话就是生命，就是灵，就是生命。
And to obey Jesus means to obey the Bible, because Jesus says the word that I have spoken is life.
所以整本圣经我们都要遵守。
So we must obey the whole Bible.
大家说，哎呀，你今天讲的道很简单，我们大家都听过。
And you might say, this is a simple sermon, we have heard this many times.
但是我要问你，你是不是一个真是承认主成为你主人的人呢？
But I want to ask you, are you someone who truly acknowledge Jesus as your master?
因为主如果真是你的主人的话呢，你就会真心诚意、欢欢喜喜、快快乐的跟随他。
If Jesus is truly your master, you will sincerely and joyfully follow him.
但是今天我们发现很多人很不满意他的生活。
But we find that there are many people who are dissatisfied with their own life.
他们很不满意神给他的这个安排。
They are dissatisfied with God's arrangement for them.
他很不满意周围所发生的事情。
They are dissatisfied with things around them.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们的神是一个有主权的神。
But brothers and sisters, we must know that our Lord, our God, is a sovereign God.
主耶稣是有拥有主权，他是控制整个宇宙万物，每一件事情都在他的掌握之中。
God has sovereignty, Jesus has sovereignty, and He is in control of all things in the universe, every little thing.
连我们的头发他都数过。
He has even numbered our hair.
以赛亚书55:11，他说：“我口所出的话必要如此，绝不突然返回，要成就我所喜悦的，在发他失去成就的市场。”必然亨通。
Isaiah 55:11, My word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
意思说神讲的话，神所要他做的事情一定会成就。
In other words, whatever God has spoken, whatever God desires will be accomplished.
以赛亚书46:10讲说，我的筹算必立定，我所喜悦的必成就。
Isaiah 46:10, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose.
意思说神的计划，神的心意，神要做的事情呢，一定成就，没有可能会失败。
In other words, God's plan, God's desire will definitely happen, and it will not fail.
所以这个神呢，这一位主耶稣呢，是掌控万有的，每一件事情发生在你身上，都有他的旨意。
In other words, this is a God who is in control of everything, and everything that happens to you has its purpose.
耶利米哀歌3:37讲说，除非主命定，谁能说成就呢？
Lamentations 3:37, Who has spoken and it came to pass, unless the Lord has commanded it?
所以这意思说，如果神，如果你要做一件事情，神如果不允许，是不可能发生的。
In other words, if you want to do one thing that God does not permit, it will be impossible to do it.
主耶稣也是讲到说，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子，一说这很小的钱，他说若主不允许呢，一个也不会掉在地上。
Jesus said, Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, which is a very small amount of money, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your father.
意思是什么呢？意思是神有绝对的主权。
This means that God has absolute sovereignty.
问题是，当我们在过这个生活的时候，神安排我们在这个岗位上，在这个工作上，在这个环境里面，都有神的旨意。你接不接受神在你身上的安排？
In other words, when we live our lives and in whatever position that we are in, God has ordained it in such a way that you are right there and doing that thing. The question is, do you accept God's arrangement for you?
如果你很不满意你的工作，
If you are dissatisfied with your work,
你可以找工作，
You can look for another job.
但是你一直找，一直找，找不到的时候，我告诉你，神的旨意就是留在那里，你必须在那边好好侍奉，而且欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐的侍奉。
But if despite your multiple searches for different jobs, you have not gotten any offers,Let me tell you, it is God's will that He wants you to stay there and to do your job in a joyful way.
如果你在那边很不开心，你在犯罪，你抵挡神，因为你很不甘愿，我为什么在这里？
But if you are not happy wherever you are, let me tell you, you are sinning because you are opposing God and not being happy with what He has given to you.
意思说你没有承认他是你的主人。
In other words, you have not acknowledged Him as your master.
有些人在学校里面。
Some people in school,
很不开心。
They are very sad.
我告诉你，你主安排你在那里，他有他的意思。
Let me tell you, God has put you there for a purpose.
有些人在工作场合，有些人在学校，有些人在社会里面做一些事情，他没有办法去，他就在那里。但是如果这件事情发生，有神的旨意，你必须要按在那个岗位上去好好的思想神在你身上的主权，然后在那边。做主要你做的工作。
So be it the workplace or the school or even your place in society, wherever you are, God has a purpose, and if you accept His sovereignty, then you are to fulfill whatever that He has desired for you in that very place.
如果你承认他是你的主人，你就接受他给你的安排。
If you acknowledge Him as your master, then accept His arrangement for you.
有些人失去工作。
Some people lose their job.
有些人失去一些东西。
Some people lose something.
有些人失去一些朋友。
Some people lose friends.
但是我告诉你，这是都是有神的旨意。
But let me tell you, God's purpose is within it.
你必须要接受神在你身上的安排。
You must accept God's arrangement in your life.
将来当你回头看的时候，你会觉得，当你失去的时候，原来这是好的，可能神赐你更好的。
And when you look back with the benefit of hindsight, you will be able to look at it and say that I have lost certain things because God has planned better things.
但是如果你不肯放弃呢，就是说你不承认神的主权。
But if you refuse to let go, you are not acknowledging God's sovereignty.
所以你就耿耿于怀，所以你很不快乐，所以你不肯在那边侍奉神。
So you hold on to it, and then you become very sad and depressed, and you refuse to serve God.
所以我们的问题是，你有没有承认他是你生命的主人？
So the problem that we are facing is, have we truly acknowledged Him as the master of our life?
是不是你担负很大的重担，你自己心里很不开心，很不愿意在处在这个情况底下？
Are you heavy laden? And because of that, you are very depressed of being in that situation.
我们的神是爱我们的神。
Our God loves us.
我们的神是充满智慧的神。
Our God is a wise God.
他如果是充满了智慧，他安排你经过这一切的时候呢，有他的旨意，有他的智慧，他做的一切都是为我们。
If he is full of wisdom, then whatever that he has arranged for us to be in is with his purpose and with his will.
罗马书八章三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32, God who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
如果神愿意把他自己的唯一独一的独生子赐给我们，还有什么东西他不给我们吗？
If God has gave us his only begotten son whom he loves, is there anything that you withhold from us?
神把他最爱都给了我们，有任何东西，没有一样东西他不给我们。
If God has given us his greatest love, there is nothing he will withhold from us.
如果他不给我们，是因为我们担当不起。
And when he does not give it to us, the reason is because we cannot bear it.
如果我们担当得起，当我们学会这个功课，主必然赐给我们世界上最好的。
And when we have learned the lesson and be able to bear the things he has for us, he will give us the best thing in the world.
因为这是我们的神就是这样赐百物让我们享受的神。
Because God is the one who gives us all things to enjoy.
所以当我们经历这一切的时候，当我们看作神的主权在我们身上运行的时候呢，我们要快快乐乐、欢欢喜喜的接受。
So when we believe and acknowledge all these things, then when we live our lives, we are to live it with joy.
所以保罗在腓立比书四章四节说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
That's why Paul wrote in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
为什么我们能够喜乐呢？
Why can we rejoice?
因为不管我们遇到什么事情，有神的掌控，有神的主权。
Because whatever that we face, we know God is in control and He is absolutely sovereign.
当我们信靠他所给我们的一切的时候，我们去接受，我们就很喜乐的知道这一切都是为我们好，主有主的旨意，必然是最终得到最好的结果。
When we trust God and accept whatever He has arranged for us, then in the end, we know that God has a purpose for all those things and it is purpose.Good.
当我们明白这一切的时候，我们就会舍己。
And when we understand all these things, we will deny ourselves.
我们愿意舍己，我们愿意背起十字架，我们愿意付出，我们愿意跟随他。
And we are willing to deny ourselves, say no to ourselves, take up the cross and sacrifice ourselves, and we'll be willing to follow him.
我很喜欢约翰派伯讲的这句话，大家都很熟悉的。他是说，当我们最满足于神的时候，我们觉得神是最好的时候，神的办法、神 的理念、神的各方面是最好的时候呢，他得最大的荣耀。
And I love what John Piper said, and all of you are also familiar with this. John Piper said that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.
因为我们知道神是最好的，他安排是最好的，我愿意接受，我很快快乐的去接受的时候呢，他 他是最荣耀的神。
When we are so joyful in accepting whatever that God has arranged or planned for us, because we know that He is good, then God will be most glorified.
所以让我们来重新立志，新的一年，我们接受主在我们身上的安排，我们承认他的主权，让我们舍己，让我们舍弃自己，自己的方向，自己的喜好，自己的计划，让我们跟随主的计划，因为那是最好的。
So in this new year, let us be resolved to acknowledge that God or Jesus is our master, and whatever that He has planned for us is the best, and let us joyfully receive from Him what He has in store for us, and do whatever that He wants us to do, and let us deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow Him.
让我们来承认他是我们的主人。
And let us acknowledge that He is our master.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, it is a familiar passage, but let us not cast it aside as something that we already know. For indeed, this is easy head knowledge, but very difficult in practice, and we know that our human hearts are deceitful, and most of us have not even come close to denying ourselves and picking up our crosses and following Jesus. Help us, Lord, that we will be honest and truthful, and that we will come before you and ask you for strength and to repent from our sin of opposing your will, repent from our sins of wanting to be our own master, and let us truly acknowledge Jesus as our master in this new year. And please give us the strength to persevere in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.